Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. Today we're going to talk about circles of influence. These are really interesting. The circle of influence is best thought of what you have control over in your life and what factors affect you but over which you have little or no control. Try drawing a circle on paper and then put inside that keywords from your life that you feel you have full control over and can make decisions which you can easily act upon, like what to watch on YouTube, when to go to sleep. Then draw another bigger circle outside that and put in keywords of your life of which you have little control, which homework to do when, which courses to choose from at school, how to shut up a noisy brother, where decisions and actions are more difficult to accomplish. Then you can draw an even bigger circle outside of that and place in words that affect your life but over which you have no real control, which school you go to, your family income, the health of your grandma. Let's say a concern of yours is global warming. The best way to visualize your circle of influence is to imagine a circle where the contents are every conscious action that you can take to influence global warming, like recycling. Now imagine a ring around that circle, the contents of which are things you can't affect, like the weather. Both the circle and the ring can expand and shrink to dominate one another. The larger your circle of influence becomes, the less need you have for concern. The larger your circle of concern grows, the less influence you have on those concerns. Your influence and control is central to your life, your world, and the further out you look to the other circles, the less influence you can exert. Like the light and warmth from a light bulb depletes the further away from the source that the light travels. Circles of control. Things in life are unpredictable. Some things unforeseen, and when they arrive, there's no getting around it, no matter how hard you try. So for example, the weather, or a worldwide pandemic. We have to live with these things. And as individual humans, we can't really change these things. However, there are things we can change. This could be the amount of work you set for yourself, your diet, the amount of social time you allow yourself to have. These are just a few examples among thousands that you are directly in control of. This is what's known as your circle of control. By taking active decisions to take more control of your life, your circles of both influence and control grow. This can help you feel more confident in the future when the unexpected arises. How to control concern. Everyone in life deals with various concerns. The only difference from person to person is the concerns themselves. For pupils at school, a major concern might be exams. For senior executives in business, it could be about a new deal, or a constantly bad-tempered boss, or worried about losing their job. Arguably, the most common concern that people share are stress and anxiety. The point is, we all have concerns. The downside of each and every person on the planet having different concerns is that there's no real set way to overcome them, to allay these worries. And often the best thing to do is remain calm. If you stress about your concerns and worries, that only leads to more stress and anxiety. It only exacerbates things, a negative spiral, and only decreases your influence more. There are ways of remaining calm, and these might include breathing. Simple focus on taking a deep breath can calm you down. Breathing can trigger your body to stop releasing stress hormones. By focusing on your breathing, you can concentrate better on what your concern is and go about influencing it in a more effective, positive way. There's an art to breathing, practiced in Asia mainly, as part of meditation. and increasingly popular for overall health and wellness benefits that regular controlled breathing exercises can offer. Looking for the positives. It's easy to picture the worst case scenario, but try not to. Examine the positives of your situation. Pick out the good parts and focus on them. Try and make yourself see that not every aspect is negative. Remind yourself that your life glass is half full, not half empty. And then there's exercise. Similar to breathing, exercise can not only negate stress hormones, but it can also release endorphins, which give you a feel-good factor. These can go a long way in helping you calm yourself and influence yourself. Meditation. It might seem a bit spiritual, but research has shown that meditation can actually help you stay in control of your emotions better. This can undoubtedly help you in the long run, as better control of your emotions can lead to more effective influence. So anxiety and stress are common amongst everybody. You might be worried about school, your parents might be worried about work, and your siblings might be worried about relationships. The nuances and subjective nature of those worries are personal to each individual and their various circumstances, but the worry remains. By just trying to stay calm in times of stress and anxiety, you can greatly reduce the amount of concern and ill health that you cause for yourself. How about expanding your influence? Well, just like concerns, influence is something you can develop. Your ability to influence certain things will depend on you and how willing you are to expand your influence over situations. Be proactive. One of the best ways to learn in life is simply doing things. Take part in something. Be active rather than passive. By getting involved in something rather than watching on from the sides, you immerse yourself in that world. If you're concerned about climate change, you could seek out a volunteer work, maybe attend a course, or take part in a rally or protest or something you don't agree with. By doing these things, you can actually make a difference. Besides this, you're also surrounding yourself with like-minded people who you can learn from. Consistency is needed as regular practice improves ability. Essentially, practice makes perfect. By being consistent, you can improve your influence, both individually and as a mentor for other people. It's simply really, if you are consistent and you know what you're doing, then when people need help, you might be able to help them. This also expands your influence and self-confidence. Asking questions is all about asking the right questions. In order to figure anything out in life, you have to ask yourself questions, but you need to ask the right ones. Rather than focusing on why something isn't happening as it should, ask questions like, how can I make this better? What can I do to help the people around me? How can I be the solution? Educate yourself. It's that easy. If you're concerned about something, then teach yourself about it. We fear the unknown. If we learn more about it, that fear dwindles. And once feared unknown becomes the comfortable known. Hone your skills. In a similar vein to consistency, honing your skills can go a long way to expand and enhance your ability to influence. Influence can be hard to attain, but by working on it and improving your skills, you can make your developmental journey a lot simpler. Remember, this technologically advancing world requires that you will need to be an effective lifelong learner. Take control of your learning and enjoy the ride. In the words of Andrea Pirello, don't practice it until you get it right. Practice it until you can't get it wrong. Inspiring your peers can go a long way to expanding influence. Inspiring others is most likely going to be a trait that you develop later on. However, once you've got this, you should be using your influence to help others and inspire them to be the best they can. The other thing about inspiration is that it works both ways. Not only can you inspire other people, but you can be inspired by other people, either directly or indirectly. So, now you have an awareness to the importance of recognizing your own personal circles of control and influence, what your circles of influence are, and how to deal with them, how to broaden them. It's up to you to learn how to conquer your fears and expand your influence and take control of your life. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.